This news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Also, Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A St. Clair County resident undergoing medical treatment after being bitten by a bat that tested positive for rabies, according to local health officials. The Michigan Department of Health Human Services confirmed the presence of rabies in the bat. And the St. Clair County Health Department has identified and referred the infected individual for appropriate care. This marks the first rabid bat detection in the county this year. Rabies is a deadly but preventable viral disease, primarily affecting wild mammals like bats, raccoons, skunks, and foxes. Each year, roughly 60 animals are diagnosed with rabies statewide, with bats accounting for 90% of those cases. Health authorities emphasize that any contact with bats should be treated as potential rabies exposure, even if no bat bite or scratch is visible. Residents who have contact with bats are urged to promptly notify local health department and, if possible, safely capture the bat for testing. To reduce risk, officials advise avoiding interaction with wild animals, ensuring pets' rabies vaccinations are current, and contacting a veterinarian immediately if a pet's been bitten by wildlife. State law mandates that all animal bites be reported to health department and animal control. Saginaw police are investigating a deadly crash that occurred Sunday morning at Rust Avenue and Newton Street, involving four vehicles and resulting in one fatality. Authorities report that a black Ford F-250 traveling the wrong way caused the head-on collision that led to the death of 33-year-old resident Brandon Morrison and injured others. The investigation is ongoing, with medical and other factors possibly involved, and witnesses are asked to contact the police with information. If you have information, you're encouraged to contact traffic investigator Jeff DeHaan at 989-759-1439. Michigan's new fuel tax structure took effect October the 1st, replacing the state's 6% sales tax on gasoline and diesel with a 51% per gallon excise tax dedicated entirely to road infrastructure funding. The reform directs all revenue collected at the pump into Michigan Transportation Fund, ending the long-standing diversion of sales tax dollars to school aid fund and other general accounts. The 51-cent rate, up from about 26.3 cents per gallon under the old system, will automatically adjust each year with inflation to preserve its value for construction and maintenance. Lawmakers designed the change to be roughly revenue neutral for consumers, with total taxes per gallon remaining similar or slightly higher, depending on market fuel prices. Officials say the overall represents Michigan's largest ever investment in transportation infrastructure. The package also taps other funding sources, including a portion of corporate income tax revenue and a new 24% wholesale tax on marijuana sales to dispensaries. Additional ripple effects include increased registration fees for EV vehicles, which are tied by law to the new fuel tax rate, and modified tax rules for commercial carriers and fuel distributions. Previous plans to test a mileage-based road usage charge system has been shelved.
Need top quality industrial supplies? From heavy-duty tools to safety gear, Huron Industrial Supply in Cass City with new owners Larry and Patty Miller keeps your business running smoothly. They offer abrasives, machining and cutting tools, coolants, welding machines and supplies, hydraulic and engine oils, janitorial and packaging supplies, PPE and safety items, and more. Call 989-872-4385 or visit them at 4170 Door Road in Cass City today. Huron Industrial Supply, built for industry, powered by you.
President Trump will travel to South Korea later this month for talks expected to focus on North Korean trade. The visit is scheduled for October 29th and 30th, marking Trump's second trip to the Korean Peninsula since returning back to office. South Korean officials say discussions will include economic cooperation and military alliance updates. Tensions remain high following recent weapon tests by North Korea, and the White House said Trump will also meet U.S. troops stationed near Seoul. Diplomatic observers view the trip as part of Washington's renewed focus on East Asia. Israeli officials say a body recently returned by Hamas was misidentified and not that of an Israeli hostage. The discovery has prompted renewed calls for accountability from the militant group. Tensions remain high following Israel's intensified air operations in Gaza. Pentagon officials are monitoring the situation closely alongside U.S. allies. Washington has proposed a multinational force to stabilize parts of Gaza. The plan remains under review amid regional security fears. And that's been a look at your news this hour from Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And here on Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, and welding supplies and gases.
Stop into Ortis Ford, where the prices are falling and the lot is full of hot deals. Lease a 2025 Escape ST Line all-wheel drive for 3 years for $339 per month, with $2,529 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Explorer Active with leather for 3 years for $409 per month, with $2,149 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Bronco Big Ben 4-door for 3 years for $399 per month with $2,229 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 F-150 XLT Crew Hybrid for 3 years for $329 per month with $3,179 due at signing. No security deposit required. Don't miss out before these deals are done. Current deals end November 3rd. Leases are with 10,500 miles per year using a plan pricing and include all factory rebates.
Need top quality industrial supplies? From heavy duty tools to safety gear, Huron Industrial Supply in Cass City with new owners Larry and Patty Miller keeps your business running smoothly. They offer abrasives, machining and cutting tools, coolants, welding machines and supplies, hydraulic and engine oils, janitorial and packaging supplies, PPE and safety items, and more. Call 989-872-4385 or visit them at 4170 Door Road in Cass City today. Huron Industrial Supply, built for industry, powered by you.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.